So let me ask you this. Does it feel like Christmas right now to you?
It's too cold right now for Christmas.
Too cold for Christmas for you.
I've never lived in a city during Christmas that's like a snow. It's like snowing, right? Lived in Florida. Florida doesn't snow. It's hot. It's more hot than anything. And then I lived in California where there's no snow, or I lived in San Francisco where there's no snow at all. And it's just cool all year round. But like when I think of like Christmas and like the holidays, I'm like, man, all right, it's shorts and sandal weather. That's what Christmas is. It's not this white Christmas that everyone talks about. I don't ever feel that.
Hey there. Welcome to the Gluten-Free Organic Thoughts Podcast, where you are encouraged to express your natural thoughts and views through casual, meaningful conversations that hopefully can lead to learning and understanding new perspectives. To find out more info, visit www.gfothoughts.com. Now, here are your hosts, Michael Wong and Robert Din. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another great episode of Gluten Free Organic Thought Podcast. My name is Michael, and always with me, Robert.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
We have a great episode for you today.
Yep. It's always a great episode. We're going to bring a special episode today, though.
Special Christmas episode. Yeah, we're all celebrating for the holidays. So yeah. We thought we'd have a Christmas episode.
Yeah. And for this Christmas episode, we're going to talk about all the crazy stuff that goes on Christmas, prepare Christmas, all the crazy tradition that goes along with it. So before we get started, though, Robert, what are you drinking? I hope you have a Christmas drink, at least.
Oh, we should have done Christmas drinks. I totally did not bring a Christmas drink. I just have maybe I just have my Christmas wine as usual. This is Bubo Cab from California.
Nice. Yeah. All right. All right.
It's not
too
interesting.
Shabby.
An owl.
Not maybe too shabby.
I should have had a Christmas themed. I totally missed that. Missed the mark.
Yeah, okay.
What are you drinking, right, Mike?
I am just drinking my Christmas matcha latte. I just did it green because it matched green for Christmas Day. That's all. Made of oat milk, you know. But yeah, not too bad. It's pretty good. It's a little bit more relaxing tea for me, so.
You didn't put any like cinnamon or anything in there?
I actually only did some nugget. That's about it.
Oh. We should have done eggnog. Like, that's a very traditional.
Yeah, drink eggnog in America. With a little shot of vodka or a little bit of coquito too. With another extra shot of vodka in it.
That'd yeah, we nice. Should have done that. We missed our chance.
All right. So a little bit different topic that we usually do talk about in this kind of podcast. We are gonna go through, you know, the different, you know, traditions or I guess cult or things that we know about what we do during Christmas Eve or versus Christmas Day, and then we'll dive into some of the weird stuff that around the world, you know, that may do, and then we're gonna see we approve them, and then we do approve them, let's try to bring it to America, right? So
oh yeah, some of the stuff that they do overseas, like
yeah,
sometimes they have good ideas, we should just bring them over.
Yeah, I mean, why not, right? And if it helps the economy as well, let's stimulate the economy all the way.
We're going to make it a thing. We're going to start a thing. That's what it is.
We just got to do a TikTok dance with that along the way, you know?
maybe that's the goal. Like, we'll figure out which of these traditions we need to make a TikTok dance for.
There we go. All right, Robert, let's just start personally. Like, what do you do during Christmas, I guess, with your family? It's Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Just wondering.
Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. First off, I want to say, like, I've never lived in a city during Christmas that's like a snow, it's like snowing, right? Lived in Florida. Florida doesn't snow. It's hot. It's more hot than anything. And then I lived in California where there's no snow, or I lived in San Francisco where there's no snow at all. And it's just cool all year round. But like when I think of like Christmas and like the holidays, I'm like, man, all right, it's shorts and sandal weather. That's what Christmas is. It's not this white Christmas that everyone talks about. I don't ever feel that.
So let me ask you this. Does it feel like Christmas right now to you?
It's too cold right now for Christmas.
Too cold for Christmas for you. So have you ever had a white Christmas?
No. Not I've never been like on Christmas Day and it's snowing outside or something. Yeah. I've never done that. I've always been either here or in Florida.
Oh, wow. I had a one white Christmas in New York City when it poured 7 feet of snow. We got, me and my mom got stuck in the hotel.
Wow.
Yeah, on Christmas Day. Yeah, that was crazy.
That's nuts. Yeah, I've just never felt that. So, like, Christmas to me is like, oh, we got to go outside, wear our shorts or our sandals. Maybe it's like sweatpants. Like, it's, but yeah.
In South Florida, when I was in high school, me and my parents used to go to the beach on Christmas Day just because it was nice. It was 78 degrees, 80 degrees. You just go to the beach in South Florida. So
that's what it is. Yeah. This is what happens when you live in Florida your whole life. You're like, you know what? Christmas is warm weather. Like, that's how it is.
So, okay. So let me ask you this of them. Like, I guess when you were younger, not now, right? What you and your family did during Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
I think it's evolved also, like, as we got older. When I was young, we used to go to, like, the Vietnamese church on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And we would do that every year. We go to church. Then we would do Christmas Day. Like, in the morning, we would wake up and all the presents from Santa Claus would be there. And then we'd open everything up Christmas Day. Nice. And then we would go to, I think we went over to one of my aunt's house. She always had like a party for like Thanksgiving and Christmas. Each of those days, she had like everyone come to her house and eat lunch or something.
That's pretty nice.
So we used to do that. And then I think later on, when we got a little bit older, or when I got a little bit older, I think they started doing like one gift on Christmas Eve, and you open up one gift on Christmas Eve, and then that would like satisfy your urge to like open
it's
gifts.
It's like the preview. It's like the preview.
Yeah, it's like a preview. Like, okay, you can open up one gift. Cause I think we were always like begging to open up presents. Yeah. And my parents were like, all right, you guys get one. You guys pick one. And if you choose a bad one, that's on you. That's your. So yeah, they're like, okay, you can choose one. And usually it's not the best one. They'll give us something else.
That's interesting. All right. Yeah. I mean, so for us, I think just like you, we have evolved. I remember going to church for a little bit when we were in South America. And then when we came to the U.S., we stopped doing that a little bit. We used to trade gifts during Christmas Eve. We still do that actually today. Because during the day, what we did was we went out, we had lunch, and then we went out to the beach. Or we went to a park, or we went to the mall to return stuff.
On Christmas Day, you had to return stuff.
Yeah, we kind of knew. Sometimes we just kind of knew, or we use the money to, or we, because it's Christmas Day, some small are open like last special day sale thing. So we use the gift cards to buy stuff because it's a super discount. So,
okay, yeah, we usually go shopping on Christmas Day too.
Yeah,
yeah,
there's a lot of discounts on Christmas Day, people believe it or not, like a lot of discounts. So.
Yeah. Buy a Christmas tree or something. Like, usually it's like decorations and stuff on Christmas Day are usually
75% off sale.
Yeah. So then we would go and buy that type of stuff.
Yeah, that's what we did.
So when you were in South America, you guys also opened gifts the day before Christmas?
Yeah. It was church, and then you open the day before Christmas, and then you go to bed.
Okay. And then do you do on Christmas Day? You just
watch cartoons. You hang out with your family. That's what you do. You sleep in usually. Go shopping. I obviously started opening gifts later, I guess, during Christmas Day, but not with family. With more like friends. So my Christmas Day, I go hang out with some friends, especially like during high school. We traded gifts during the day, right? Christmas Day, and so that's what we did. More Christmas Eve was more like family thing. And then we also like used to go to our neighbor's house and have a big feast. Called Noche Buena. We eat a bunch of like pan de jamón or ayacas. Like, it was like, you know, it's like cheese. It's like a ham cheese bread, Venezuelan style. And it's ayacas wrapped with like banana leaves. It's made of cornmeal, has meat inside of it. It's delicious. The Cuban has that too also. A bunch of people has that. I think in South America, like Noche Buena is a huge thing. It's like
a big party, a big feast.
Big family party, big feast and stuff.
Is it only family, or do you guys go to other people's houses?
It's the whole point is actually you're supposed to mingle with your neighbors and bring the whole community together, right? But a lot of people tend to do it because they have big family coming over. Like, I know the Colombian does like a party style, like, you know.
And I can see that. They're always ready to party.
Yeah, they do like a big party style, where like they do singing, things like that. But it's one of those similar things as well. Like, we used to go to our neighbor's house a little bit as well. And then once we came to the US, we stopped doing that a little bit. We still had a decent feast, but it was like more like, you know, just immediate family. So,
Okay.
Yeah. But, so, I mean, yeah, the church thing, we did that too. We went early, though, like, I think like in the early afternoon. So.
Oh, really? No, ours was like nighttime, like Christmas Eve night. We would go to the church.
Before dinner? Or after dinner?
I don't even... It might have been before dinner, but like... No, it was like late at night. It was like late.
So late after dinner.
It's probably like a lot of people... Like if you did like... Right now, I eat early. Like I eat at like 6 or 7. So it would be after that. But back then, we would go to church and then eat at like 9.
Okay. So we went I think we went to the church. We did like the 5:30, 6:31. And then we came back to have a party because the party was like 8 o'clock. So...
Yeah.
That's crazy though. But yeah, I mean, so now besides obviously, you know, I guess eating, like the white elephant gets started coming in when I guess college started, you know, when we had a little among Frank's Christmas holiday, you know, pre-holiday party, I guess, in a sense. I think that's a little tradition that we keep going. And then now I have, you know, almost every year, almost like a holiday party at my house or somebody's house. And we have, you know, it's like a potluck, and we just do the white elephant gifts too as well, and we have little games, cornhole, things like that, and it's evolved, and sometimes we end up with karaoke. So,
yeah, I saw your pictures or your Instagram of this year's party. It looked crazy.
It wasn't that crazy.
Looked like y'all were going hard.
We kept it small though. We kept it small. I think like 20 people this time. Mm-hmm. You know, just to be COVID safe. But yeah, we ended up playing flip cup. Ping pong.
Yeah.
And we themed it Mary Wongmas. So
Mary Wongmas, yeah. That's what I saw.
Well, it just started a couple of years ago when my friend hosted it for me and she made a sign that says Mary Wongmas. I'm like, oh, this is a freaking awesome sign, you know? But too bad it made out of golden paper, right? And I was like, you know, and she threw it away. Well, it's just it ripped and I think she threw it away. So you know what? I'm gonna just make this out of metal and spray paint it gold. Same thing.
That for every year.
So I have that for every year now. You know, I would do it. Let's see, they could do some amazing stuff for you. Let me tell you. So.
All right. Yeah, I don't think I have very much. Like at work, they always like every place I've worked at always did some sort of Christmas thing too. So we would always do like a team Christmas outing or like some sort of like white elephant or Secret Santa type of thing, where they were like, just, you didn't have that at work?
No, I never had a Christmas work party.
Oh, there's also like this thing where like all these San Francisco companies, they have like huge holiday parties that they throw, right? Really? And I've been here in San Francisco for what is it, 5 years now. I've been to none.
Zero. Why?
And not because I didn't want to, because I really want to go. The first year, it was my sister's graduation, like college graduation. So I was like, all right, I can't go. Like it's during the same time as my company party. So I just like went to her graduation. And then after that year, like our company wasn't doing well. So they cut the holiday party.
Oh.
Going forward, and they did like a summer outing or something instead, and I was like, ah, man, I missed the party. I come over to my company now, and now it's COVID, right? So like nobody's doing holiday parties anymore.
Yeah,
man. So I've been here for 5 years and not gotten to one.
I guess when you say holiday parties, I guess for us it's more like, I guess, end of year party. I guess you could say it's a holiday party. I guess so. Then I've been to two: one with Accenture, one with PwC, but. The reason why I went to Accenture because I went to one that did not belong to my state. So I went to the New York one because it was one of the biggest party. I just literally just flew there, stayed away the weekend. And like that same week we had SantaCon. And so we did the SantaCon thing and then we did the holiday party. And And then when I moved to LA, I actually went to one PwC holiday party because I was actually not traveling that day. So they somehow make it when we travel, when we have clients sometimes. I'm like, come on, guys. You can't do it on freaking Thursday night when we're traveling, you know?
So, I thought you guys all traveled on Friday.
Well, sometimes we do. That's what I'm saying, because our clients. So especially we're flying East and West Coast, right? So we tend to red eye back. So we won't make it back to the holiday party, you know? So like,
but
so
they when do it on Thursday.
So when they do the holiday party on Thursday, they screw us over. Ooh. So I wish they do it on Friday night, you know?
They should just tell your clients that you're not going to be there on Friday. It's day.
So usually they do it 2 weeks before either 2 weeks before or the first week of the December for the holiday party. So
And they just tell the clients that like, oh, the whole company is off that day, or like we're going to work from wherever that day, and everyone come in. Like, they should have done that.
Yeah. Well,
they should like make you fly back out to your client on Friday.
No, they don't. We stay back though. We just fly back late. The issue is that we fly late and then we don't make it. You know what I mean? We always take the last fly out of the day off. That's why. Like Thursday night, you know?
Oh, so it's on Friday.
Well, the party sometimes is on Thursday. That's the reason why we couldn't make it Thursday. Because we were client site.
Thursday. Oh, on Thursday, so you would have to fly out Wednesday.
Yeah, we had to fly Wednesday a day early. Yeah, correct. Yeah. So half of the time we end up at somebody else's client's Christmas party, you know?
Yeah. So I haven't been to other people's party. But my building here also has like an annual holiday party. So I've been to those and those are really fun. But yeah, no holiday party for work.
Well, I've been to more client holiday parties than my own company, let's say.
Also, you said you didn't have team parties as in consulting. You guys didn't do like, oh, this is our team. We're going to do like a holiday, like dinner or something.
It depends. If we're busy, we don't really have time. It also depends how big the projects are. If you're like a decent, it's a smaller team, it's more, I was called united. So therefore we do that. We have done that. Mm-hmm. But when we have a freaking team of 20 people, it's just hard to get everybody on the same board in a sense. But usually you would think there's more budget to do that, but they try, they've done it. They've tried to do that. Don't get me wrong. It's just that it's just bad timing. Sometimes it's just bad timing. That's all it is.
Yeah. It's usually just like it's just like people in a team are just like, let's do this. And then we do it. Or like, we're like, hey, we tell our managers and our manager like plans it out for us or something. Right. Like, or the manager is the one that's planning it. So it's usually like a team bonding thing more than anything.
No, I get that. I remember one year I was in charge of all the interns. I was like, you know what, guys, we're throwing a fucking party among ourselves. Okay, we're in Vegas and we're doing a holiday party ourselves. You know, and the interns were down. That's what we did. You know,
all right.
I mean, and then we had two directors join us later on, but they're like, I told them, I said, hey, I just need the budget for this. Just approve this. Let me know. Because we just knew that everybody else was busy. I sent an email to everybody else. And literally like maybe one associate showed up and then two directors showed up and then all the interns showed up. That's pretty much really it. So
that makes sense. Yeah. And so that's what it is too. Like you invite a bunch of people and then like majority of them are just not around.
Yeah. And then you order too much food and then
you're stuck with it.
No, you can't. You'll fly out the next day.
Oh, you guys are flying. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So
I mean, give it to somebody. Somebody will take it.
You know, yeah. I mean, I've done it where, man, I fed so many homeless people, man. Let me tell you.
That's what it is. Yeah. That's what you should market it to Accenture and PwC. Like, we're feeding homeless, so like you can like write this off.
As, like... Let me tell you, the client would not be happy if we're spending that money like that. Yeah.
Oh man.
All right. So let's dive into some of this, you know, Christmas tradition around the world, right? So I touched base on, you know, what we do in Venezuela. And I know some people, you know, in Europe, they do they celebrate Christmas Eve huge, especially the Germans. I know the Germans, the Czech Republic people, like a lot of the European people, they celebrate Christmas with like a family feast.
Yeah, so. Family feast. It's interesting. We didn't do anything like that on Christmas Eve. It was always Christmas Day. And then we went to church, and then church would have like a Christmas Eve dinner with the whole, like everyone who's there. But yeah, it wasn't like we never had like a this is just tradition. We're going to like make up huge. It's not like Thanksgiving, right? Like Thanksgiving, like you have like, you like make all this food and then you eat it that day.
Yeah.
There's none of that in our family that we've done.
So have you ever drink eggnog in your time here in the States?
I have drink eggnog, but it's been like here in San Francisco. Like, I didn't drink it before here.
But is this an American tradition? Because I never heard of eggnog until I came to America.
I think it is American. I think it is. I have... This is for later on. I have this list of like unusual U.S. traditions, but eggnog is definitely on there.
But I could have sworn it was British oriented, though, isn't it? Or no?
Could be.
Because I remember like, I don't know, some random facts, but anyway, but I'm keeping it on though. But I mean, like, and I feel like my tradition has changed a little bit because since coming to America, right? So, and this was why I was bringing up the eggnog thing. Like, I had my, I remember having eggnog first time in college, my sophomore year. I was like, what is this nasty alcoholic drink?
I think eggnog has traditions in British, like, monk.
Oh, it does. So they do, okay.
Yeah, but it's not, it's definitely, it's like, its roots are in the British stuff, but it's actually very American. Yeah.
Of course, they commercialize it somehow, right?
So. I mean, I feel like all the stuff that we do now has been like commercialized. It's like originated in some sort of commercial. It has to be.
Thank you, Hallmark.
Thank you, Hallmark. Was it Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Definitely was some sort of marketing play. It had to be.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So I mentioned SantaCon too, right? So we're talking about SantaCon. San Francisco has that, right? So,
and so does New York. It's huge.
Didn't it start as a prank though at first? If I remember.
I'm pretty sure it did. Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Well, SantaCon New York is more about the fundraiser though. It was a fundraiser thing. It wasn't really like yes, it's a good time, but it's mostly to raise awareness for fundraiser though. They do charity stuff for that. So
if people don't know what SantaCon is. SantaCon is a bunch of like people dressing up as Santa Claus and going bar hopping.
Yeah, and then what they do is I know in New York they do a bunch of partnerships to bring people in, more traffic to certain bars and stuff. And what they do is they those bars give a proceed to charities for how much money they raise that night.
Mm.
And so let's say that you drink more. So for example, those charity will go to like the Food Bank of New York City or the Harvest of the New York City or the Secret Santa, Santa Claus project, stuff like that, you know? So that's the reason why like it's a big deal in New York City because everybody comes in, it's more like to help the community out, so.
Mm. Yeah, I think San Francisco has a very crazy SantaCon. I've been there once, or I've been out once in it, and it's just wild, right? Like everyone's dressed up as Santa Claus. Everyone's having fun. Everyone's like, it's a very fun, rowdy party. That's what it is. Throughout the streets, right? Yeah. So it's pretty interesting. And they had to stop it last year for COVID, but then they came back out this year, and it was just as wild. I wasn't there, but I saw like pictures and like there was a lot of news on it.
It's probably more wild this year because they missed last year, you know?
Yeah, right. They got to make up.
I feel like Christmas shopping this year was more aggressive than last year. That's what I felt like, to be honest with you. Even though things are more expensive this year, I feel like Christmas shopping was super aggressive this year.
I haven't gone Christmas shopping in a while, like out in stores. Like nowadays, my Christmas shopping is ordering everything on Amazon and getting it shipped to wherever it needs to go.
But what if you can't find it, you know?
Oh, there are things that I can't find, and or like I'll get shipped here and then I'll have to ship it myself. But yeah, it's definitely most of the stuff I buy is online, gets shipped here, and I send it out or gets shipped directly to whoever.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right. So let's dive in some of this weird tradition. Okay, so what do you have for us, Robert?
Yeah, so we have this list of weird traditions. Let me send this. Is it this one?
You talking about the KFC KFC in Japan?
Yeah. So there's this. So the first one that's on this list is Japanese people. Apparently, they go to KFC.
They love KFC, looks like it.
Yeah. Japan, all I want for Christmas is KFC. That is such a weird thing where you're like, you know what? We're celebrating Jesus, you know, might as well get fried chicken.
Order your Christmas family bucket in advance to have it delivered. Yeah, Norway has this no witch thing too, which is kind of random. And then I know that in Caracas, there's a lot of people who attend the morning church and stuff like that. What they do is they attend church and roller skates, and so I've seen that before.
That is interesting.
It's pretty random.
And then, I don't know, this Austria thing is weird.
Yeah. But no, look at the next one, the Catalonia one, man, the chopping the log thing.
Wow. Yeah. The one in Catalonia, they chopped down a log yep. and then they beat this, like, as a tradition, they beat this log.
On Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve, and they sing a song. It says they sing a song that translates to, "If you don't crap well, I'll beat you with a stick."
I think we should bring this to America, man.
this is the one where you think it's like, all right, I think we can make this a thing.
Yeah. I don't approve KFC because it's already weird enough. People are too fat here, so now we can't do that. You know.
But maybe we turn it into like a sushi.
No. So you do this as a workout. See?
No. Sorry, Mike. I'm not on that train. Let's not do that.
It's a health worker, you know? And then the Guatemala ones is how clean your house is. So they do a super clean the house with spirits. That's pretty cool.
We do that for New Year's.
We do that for New Year's too. In the Asian tradition, it's like clean house thing. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want your house to be dirty when the New Year turns. Yeah. And then this Ukraine thing where they put up spider webs.
Oh yeah, it's like a Halloween thing. It's random.
Yeah, that is awkward. But we do, like, we in America do have tinsel that we put on our trees and stuff. So
that's true,
it's
too.
Kind of similar to spider
web. I see people put popcorn in the Christmas tree here, man. You know. So.
Oh yeah, that's also one of the unusual things the U.S. people do. Yeah. Portugal feeds the dead people.
Apparently so.
I think this is very similar to what we do for New Year's as well.
Yeah, I agree.
So like Asian people do this as well. I don't find this super super weird.
So the standalone help of being a witch for the Italians, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, where did this happen? Where did they come from? Like, wouldn't you want like helpers and things that are to do with Christmas to be happy? Like, yeah. I feel like a witch would be very negative.
Yeah. And then the Czech Republic, they toss the shoe.
Oh, yeah. This is so crazy. So apparently what happens in the Czech Republic is the ladies, the unmarried ladies, would stand at their door, toss one of their shoes over their shoulder, and if the toe faces them, the door, then they're gonna get married that year, and if the heel faces, then they're not gonna get married that year.
The Czech Republicans, though, let me tell you, those Czechs people, they do have a lot of like, you know, they random traditions, like the pet carp. You know, they leave the TV on all day. They don't have Santa Claus there because baby Jesus delivers you know, the gifts for them.
Is that Czech Republic?
That's for Czech Republic, you know. Especially, this is let me send this to you from the Prague website, you know.
Oh, from Prague website.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah, there's no Santa Claus, but there's no explanation behind this. Somehow baby Jesus does miraculously deliver gifts.
I mean, I've always been did you watch what I think it was, who was it, it was probably Kevin Hart or somebody. Yeah. He was like, my kids, they're not good. They don't hear about Santa Claus because Santa Claus didn't buy these gifts.
I saw his latest special. Yeah.
Santa Claus didn't buy these gifts. I bought these gifts, so I'm getting all the credit for this. I feel like that is a very good way to do it.
So that way you don't build this bubble, right?
Yeah. There is no random white guy who's going to come and give you gifts. Like, that's not a thing.
We don't truly know Santa's white, you know? You never know.
That's true. But he lives in North Pole.
Well, the origin of the story, Santa Claus, I can see why. That you can assume that, though. But the whole origin is St. Nicholas, so.
He lives in the North Pole. Only crazy white people go to the North Pole for fun to, like, true. Do stuff.
Yeah. to build a factory, make toys, right?
Yeah. Like, I feel like there's not many that would do that. Let's see. Germany, they fill their boots with what? What is this?
Oh, the boot things, that makes sense because we hand chimney socks, right?
So, oh, that's true.
And we put little gifts there, so that's kind of similar.
Okay, yeah, that is interesting that we also put like socks on our, like the we put socks up and have like gifts inside that come in the stocking. Yeah,
I actually don't understand that part though, because like, we get stockpile in it too, and we get Christmas cream in the tree. Why is that? Like, how does that come about?
That's something we should have probably looked up. Like, why? Yeah. Why do we use? Why do we have stockings?
Yeah, why do we stock it? You know, and the whole Christmas, kissing underneath mistletoe. I guess that's from probably stealing, you know, some kind of mythology, you know, but again, I mean, this is about fertile thing. Apparently, you know, this whole story between the Norse mythology, like, so I guess like the goddess of love, whatever it is, kissing the creature, like, it's kind of random story. Somehow Christmas, like, this came out of nowhere from England.
And then it's like a Norse god story, and then all of a sudden it gets, like, connected with Christmas.
Yeah, it's so random.
So according to tradition, the original St. Nicholas put gold coins in stockings of three poor sisters.
Yeah.
That's where it came from. So then now we all put up our stockings and hope that St. Nicholas will put some gifts in there for us.
So why not underneath the tree, though?
Oh, why do we put them on the chimney? Because maybe it'll get lost under the tree. There's so many gifts, you know.
That's true.
So many. I don't know. Just making stuff up now. And then we have this list of crazy things that the U.S., like in the U.S., the weirdest U.S. traditions. Let's see.
Have you ever tracked Santa through Nora?
Through Nora?
Yeah. Is this tracking system that, you know, that tracks Santa?
I think this came out when we were a little older.
Correct.
Yeah. Tracking Santa Claus.
Yeah, and then Google has one too.
Yeah, I think I've used Google Tracker before.
Yeah, it's a Santa Tracker Google one too. It's pretty interesting though. So let me ask you this. So you know how this is a big controversy. You know, we have our controversy. You know, opening gifts between either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Certain, you know, I guess culture open it beforehand, and then you, like you said, you guys evolve into, you know, opening it on Christmas Day, and one gift Christmas Eve, and then the rest of Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you think that's the best way to go, or should you just open it up the night before, everything the night before, and then don't worry about it that's Christmas Day.
I think it's a good way to do it. It also gives your I hope no kids are listening. It gives Santa Claus a chance to get the presents under the tree that night.
So you're saying open it Christmas Day instead of open it Christmas Eve?
Yeah, I think that's the real reason why we opened up Christmas Day is because we didn't have time to like put the presents under the tree for Santa Claus. Or Santa Claus didn't have a chance to come yet, guys, because he's real. But yeah, so I think that's why. So we would wake up in the morning and it would be like, what gifts came overnight, right? And it was very fun. So we would, like you said, like you like woke up late and like got and like slept in on Christmas Day. We didn't do any of that. We were like up at like, I don't know how early, 5-6 in the morning. To like see what presents came, like my sister would wake me up, and like it was a lot. Now we wake up early, and I'm like, oh, let me go back to bed.
See, I mean, what's the point of that? Like, you become more stressful, and then you have to nap, you know. And
no, what's stressful? Like you're a kid.
I know, but you wake up so early though; you'd be so tired. I guess you're excited. I guess you can't sleep the night before.
Yeah, I feel like it's. It just builds excitement for that day, for Christmas Day. I think that's all right. Yeah, I don't know if anything is better or worse.
I would crush my kids' Christmas spirit first. Like, and you know what? Santa Claus doesn't exist. You get your gift Christmas Eve. That's it. And you go to bed.
Wow. But then everybody else in the world, all the other kids are talking about Santa Claus. And then your kids are left out.
And I'll make sure they know that Santa Claus is real and they spread the word.
They spread the word. You're like trying to ruin all the kids' experiences of Christmas.
I hope my future wife doesn't hear about this.
Yeah, you're like, okay, we cannot let you near the kids during Christmas. Like, it's not gonna work,
right?
No, I think it's good to have like. I feel like Santa Claus is just it gives them something excited to be excited about. for Christmas Day.
Yeah. All right. Now, let me ask you this. If you were to approve one of this weirdest tradition that we talked about, right? Unless you have more. Do you have more?
Not Christmas related, but like we haven't talked about other holidays like that are around the same time, right? Like Hanukkah,
that's right.
Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus.
Festivus, yes, right. So I know Hanukkah. Back in the days, they didn't give out little gifts during each of the night, right? But now they give out small gifts. You know, again, it's more like America thing, to be honest. That's what it sounds like.
I think that's what we read was like those gifts were because Americans were giving their gift or Christians were giving gifts to their kids and stuff during Christmas, and then so like they developed that over here while everyone else is doing the same thing. But it's all really small gifts. It's not like nothing big like over here.
I know certain families, as each day goes by, the gifts gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, that's nice. So it gets to like the last day they get like a car.
Like the first day, they get a dollar.
Yeah, first day they get like a little candy, and then on the last day they get like a car.
Yeah,
that's how it is. Just ramp up to it.
Yeah, I mean, like I obviously the whole Noche Buena is like typical one. We talked about that earlier, you know. In terms of the placement of the, I think the placement of the Christmas tree though, like I think the Canadian does the Christmas Eve open, you know, they put all the gifts already by the 16th earlier. And then
all the gifts are there by the 16th.
A lot of people do that by the 16th.
So there's that's 9 days ahead of time.
Yeah.
So you just lost 9 days of procrastinating. That's what it is.
But it also makes it makes you get your shit together, you know?
I guess, but like, I don't know. We're adults, man. We got stuff to do outside of Christmas. There's like real life going on out there. Man, the 16th. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever gotten all my gifts by the 16th.
Oh, really?
I've never been finished with Christmas shopping on the 16th.
That's true. But now if you had to do it by obey by the 16th, you know, think about it. You just have to get it done.
Yeah. And so then they just chill for 9 days. They don't have to worry about it. That's probably a good idea.
It's less stressful, right? You don't have to fight.
It's also like not the way I did anything. So like even in college, I was the one procrastinating to the last minute. So like this is like the guys who planned their studying and studied an hour a day or something throughout the semester. And I was the other way around, where it was like study it all the night before.
So I know Kwanzaa has little gifts too as well. They have the kind of little gifts that give to each other people, that each kid receives like one gift. Like, but it's a small gift though that represents like more like the culture and heritage thing, you know, to celebrate. It's like a celebration of the commitment to the, you know, to the people. Mm-hmm. I know Kwanzaa, I mean, that's a 7-day lighting of the candle, right?
Yeah.
And I think each day means something though. I mean, it has a different focus. Like, I think the first day is like represents unity. The second day represents like self-determination. And the third day kind of represent like more like collective work responsibility. I think fourth day, I think economics, I believe. Fifth day, I think it's like with purpose in life, more like, you know, towards the community, restoring peace in a sense, having a purpose. And the sixth day is creativity, to celebrate creativity. And I think the last day is more like, I think it's like, and I think each candle has a color too. I think like the last day, I remember it was a green candle.
I think it's like the first three are red, and then the middle one is a darker color, maybe purple or blue, or something. And then the last three are green.
Yeah, I know the 7 days of green candle too. So, yeah.
Oh yeah, it's blue. The middle one is blue.
The one was day four.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting though, like how this all came about this holiday though.
Yeah. And then there's Festivus, which is probably my favorite of all of the...
I don't know. Can you describe what it is?
So no, Festivus is a fake holiday created by Seinfeld. Seinfeld had... George's dad didn't like Christmas and was protesting Christmas, so he created Festivus. And here, I have holiday traditions for Festivus here I can send you.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll share the screen, right? There's the... There's the Festivus pole. Okay. It's an aluminum pole that is like
That's funny.
it's like their Christmas tree, but it just has a pole.
The pole, that's it.
Yeah.
And they have the dinner at least. That's good.
We have dinner, and then they have the airing of grievances, so that they would go around to each person and say what their grievances were for that person for the whole year.
So, I got a problem with you, all these people. Yeah. I think this is very therapeutic though, to be honest with you.
I think so too.
Yeah.
There's Festivus Miracles and then Feats of Strength. Yeah, where Feats of Strength is just a wrestling match. They just like wrestle.
Hey, you're venting out your anger, you know? So that's actually pretty good though. So I would do that. That's not bad. All right. That's funny. Like, I wonder how many people actually would adopt this. I kind of approve of this, to be honest.
People love Seinfeld, and the people who know about Festivus, they all know what it's about. I think this is my favorite of all the holidays. It's Festivus.
So I'm guessing you approve this.
I think the airing of grievances is a great one. I think we should all be doing that
during Christmas. Imagine during Christmas Eve dinner. We're gonna do this, okay?
What we're doing, we're gonna air out all our grievances. Yeah. I got a lot of problems with you people. That's
Mom,
it.
I have a problem with you this whole year. Dad, you were a lazy dumbass this whole year, you know. Oh man, that's kind of funny though.
Hey, man.
I'm gonna start my own, you know, holiday, you know, Wongmas now, you know. So
Wongmas, yeah. What are you gonna put into Wongmas? What are the traditions?
I'm still thinking about it. I'm writing it in a book, so
we already have the annual Wongmas like party.
Yeah. And everybody brings their own everybody brings in food that cannot be a dessert or cannot be a dessert. And it cannot be any alcohol drinks.
No alcoholic drinks.
No, that's not true. Sorry. No dessert and no. What else? Just one more thing. No dessert and no pop soda stuff like that because we already have that ourselves. So.
No soda. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So alcohol is fine.
Alcohol is fine, but sometimes we just have too many alcohols. Like we end up more alcohol than food.
It's a Wongmas miracle. That's what it is.
So we always have to have a flip cup. We always have to have a big flip cup game. That's like one of the things we had to do.
Okay.
I think we played about 21 rounds of flip cup the last game this past year. I 2 weeks ago, and then we had an epic showdown. We had a sudden death match. We haven't had that in like 3 years. We had a sudden death match where the cup literally landed at the same time. Like the last person's cup of that both teams literally landed at the same time. So the sudden death match is that person had to do a face off.
Oh, you guys need an instant replay to see.
No, we did. I filmed it and we watched. That's how we found out about it.
Oh, it was exactly the same time.
Exactly the same time.
Wow.
So that was instant replay, cannot lie.
Wow, that is sick. Okay. Yeah, so then you gotta do a face off.
Yeah, you had to do a face off. Yeah. And then I think one of the years when we did Flip Cup, we had like 12 people in a row. It was pretty fun. Yeah.
I haven't been to Wongmas in a long time, man.
You should come.
I think it had to have been...
College?
College, yeah.
Yeah.
It had to be since college, yeah. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time, yeah.
Wongmas, man. All right. So what of all these traditions that we've heard about,
I think I would bring the shoe thing, the toss shoe thing. I want to see girls do that. I really would love to see girls do that. Just because in Christmas Eve, just to see that. It's cheap.
No, it's Christmas Day. Christmas Day.
No, I think it's Christmas Eve, the tradition for Czech Republic.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
It's also like a weird thing where you're like this next year, you're starting on Christmas to Christmas.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, wouldn't that be like a New Year's thing?
Yeah. I wouldn't. Okay, listen. To be honest with you, the KFC thing would be funny to see Americans do that. Just to see Americans lined up for KFC just to do that. I mean, yeah. I don't. I mean, the whole. I'm sure they could commercialize this too, especially like that rollerblading thing so easily.
I think the roller skating thing is a fun activity to do.
Yeah,
and we all just rollerblade over to the square and just like have a fun party.
Well, especially in the north, man, you could ice skate during that time. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever had a real Christmas tree?
Oh, that's a good question. No, I actually never in my life had a real Christmas tree because
I have never had one either.
Because we felt like why do we want to hold a tree that dies and kills it and then waste that much money? It costs more than a real tree, a fake tree.
Yeah, I mean, it's just economically it's better, but some people like it. Some people like the smell. It gives a good smell.
Well, economic is not better, economically. It's not cheaper.
It's not cheaper to have a fake tree?
No. That's what I'm saying. I think they have a real tree. Sorry, yeah.
No, it's definitely not more economical to have a real tree. I'm just saying, like, it's more economical to have a fake tree and, like, have the same everything.
So that's you're right. The smell's real. It feels the vibe. It's definitely different, for sure. Like, maybe when I have a bigger house, then I'll consider it. And I need to have it somewhere when it's actually cold.
Why do you need it somewhere where it's cold?
It's a very environment.
Will it die faster if it's hot?
No, not that I'm aware of, to be honest with you. But not. I mean,
there's a lot of negatives that I think of when I think of a real tree.
Well, the trees like falls off.
The branches fall off all the time. They're flammable.
Yeah. They don't last more than maybe 14 days. As I thought, something like that.
They last 2 weeks.
I think
people have trees for much longer than that.
A real Christmas tree light? No way. Unless you, I mean, I guess you had to water it the whole time, stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, maybe. But I know people who have already had their Christmas tree for 2 weeks now.
Okay.
So it's still a week left before Christmas.
Okay. Okay. So it depends when it's cut down. That's what it is. Okay. So it depends when it's cut down. Usually it lasts 3 to 5 weeks. That's the point of this. Can a Christmas tree last 2 months? If it's well kept, they can extend the life to 7 weeks apparently.
Okay. Oh, 7 weeks. See, I think it's I think it's long. But like by the time it's ready to die, like it gets really messy.
Yeah.
Like all the stuff is falling.
What do you do with it? You toss it in the trash.
Yeah, that's it. Or you burn it for firewood.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, either way, I guess it's better than having a plastic tree and then you throw that trout in the trash. At least this is
but you don't throw out a plastic tree every year, that's right? Yeah. You like we had our tree for I want to say we've had our tree for like 20 years or something. We had the same Christmas tree until like my family moved and then they went and bought a new one. But like, yeah, my family had the same tree every year for a long, long time.
We had a Christmas tree for 15 years and then we stopped doing Christmas tree.
You know what? One year, we were so busy. Like my mom was so busy, she didn't have time to put up a tree. So what we did was all of the cards people sent, like Christmas cards people sent, we like put them on the wall, taped them on the wall in the shape of a tree, and that was our Christmas tree.
So like we stopped doing lights, Christmas lights, because my parents got so busy before. Like we used to do Christmas
lights on the house.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all did lights on the house.
Yeah,
we never did that either.
On the trees and bushes, not in the house, like just tree and bushes.
No, like on top of the house.
No, because we didn't have time to do that. It was just more like the landscaping thing. That's what we did.
Oh yeah, so like all the bushes and stuff had trees in them. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, my uncle did that, but we never did that for our house. Like I feel like we were like very not Christmas spirity.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah.
I remember going to an ex-girlfriend's house. Let me tell you, Jesus Christ, they decked the house out like it's like they have a parade in front of the house. I was like, Jesus, you do not want to come to my house on Christmas Day.
Oh my God, did you see? There's like people put up like ridiculous, crazy stuff for their Christmas lights.
Oh no, for sure. There's actually neighborhood competitions. They have some robotic ones. That sings and stuff, that the themes out, the concert stuff. It's one of the. It's actually a big tradition thing. It became a competition for a lot of neighborhoods for that.
Yeah.
And they compete. Like, let me tell you, I've seen some crazy YouTube stuff where like they legit compete. You know, like they even talk to you or like they have sensor and walking by, say, hey, what are you doing walking
by? Yeah, that type of stuff. Like, how long do you think it takes to program all of that stuff?
I don't know, but how long it takes to set up all the lights? Because the whole house is like almost like an LED screen.
Yeah, right? Like they set it all up, but then they also have to have somebody that programs it.
Yeah.
So that when they see someone, they say it, or like program even like the music and all, like the whole, it's basically like a show that they're putting together. I wonder how long, does it take like months to like develop this stuff?
I don't know, man. I'm sure there's probably people selling those programs already by now. So
I don't know. Some of those are like really,
yeah, I know,
really intense. Yeah. But I don't know. That's the type of stuff we would always go around and like look at other people's houses that had lights on, but we never actually put up lights ourselves.
So we started doing this another tradition where we actually went to different areas, like for example, like the town center or downtown, or you know, or Disney Springs that would have that Christmas lights feel. So we did the troll, like we compared different areas. We started doing that a lot during my college year. Like in South Florida, we went to different neighborhoods and stuff to do the same thing. Like you said, watch the Christmas lights, just because it's pretty cool to see that. So,
yeah, my parents always would, like, even when we were little, they'd be like, all right, we're going to go see the Christmas lights. And then when they take us over to, like, some neighborhood that had lights on the whole
street. Have you ever been to Santa Enchanted Forest?
Santa's Enchanted Forest. It sounds familiar.
Enchanted Forest. It's South Florida. Now the thing they expanded to Tampa now. It's this whole Christmas park, you know, literally themed to Christmas. And it's like a, I guess, carnival style. Like here, I just sent it to you. It's pretty interesting, let me tell you. It's been going on for a while, like almost like 38 years, 40 years, almost like something like that.
Do you have to pay to go in?
Yes. I think it's like a flat fee of $25 or something like that, but you could, and then you could ride some rides and stuff like that. Sorry, it's $20.
Oh, it's like a carnival.
It's carnival style, that's what it is.
Wow. Yeah. It's like when the circus comes to town.
I mean, again, it's another way to make money. Listen, you could do a season pass apparently.
Season pass? So how many times are you going to this thing?
I mean, it's open for 2 months or 3 months, I guess. So you can go as many times as you want. It's only 6 months.
Yeah, it opens from November.
Yeah.
From November to January.
Yeah. It's a family event. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, there's a bunch of shows that they do too.
Correct. They do a show. It's literally like a whole, it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger.
That's crazy. Yeah, we did. We never put to this.
So in South Florida, this is a really cool thing, you know. So,
all right. So y'all went to this?
We've done this a few times just because it's entertaining.
Okay. Yeah, we didn't have any of this. There's a couple like churches that like set up like huge. It's kind of like a fair, but like it's just like all Christmas lights and Christmas stuff.
Really?
Yeah. So like events that like they have. It's really just like they put up a bunch of lights and like scenes, and then you can just drive through it and come back around, and that's it.
And let me ask you this though: have you ever watched any Christmas shows like performance like the Nutcracker and stuff like that?
Mm-mm.
Let me tell you, it's I fall asleep in so many Nutcracker shows.
Wait, it's not good, the Nutcracker?
It's not even good. I guess for me, like, okay. Let me tell you. So when I went to college, it was different. Obviously, it was performed by different people, and especially like if you've gone to like a kids show one, I was like, oh my god, you know. Then when you go to a real professional one, okay, it's not as bad, but it's still kind of like 2.5 hours of ballet for me. It's like, oh my god.
Oh, it's ballet. Yeah, that's tough.
You know, but let me. I can say that I learned to appreciate it more and more how much effort goes into that. So you know.
But you still fall asleep.
But it's not because I want to go. It's just because I end up going on a date to see one of the shows, or
so you fall asleep on your date.
It happens sometimes. Right? Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I haven't seen any of the shows. It's only like watching Christmas movies. We've done that.
Oh yeah, so I watched a lot of Christmas movies. One of my favorite, and I still do this during on Christmas Day. I watched Charlie Brown Christmas.
Charlie Brown Christmas every year.
Every year, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't watch anything every year, but I will watch Christmas movies.
It's not my background. It's my background. I guess I just do stuff, you know, other stuff. Like it's always on.
So. Yeah,
I have a whole DVD set of that.
A whole DVD set of Christmas?
Of no, it's just the characters. Like they have Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown, whatever, the Halloween. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. When I was young, I watched Home Alone so much. Right. Oh, yeah. So many times. So
one,
then,
two, or three.
I think it was one and two, or mostly one, right? Mostly one.
I think the first one's always the best one, though, to be honest with you.
It definitely is the best one. Yeah. But yeah, mostly one. But like now, like I think it was last year or the year before. It was probably last year when it was COVID and like no one was around. Yeah. And that was the first year I wasn't home with my family. So I just went through and just watched a bunch of movies, and Home Alone was still like my favorite of all of them.
That's crazy. Yeah, man. What was another Christmas show that I watched, movie? What's the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it? Oh my god, this was so long ago. I thought that was pretty good. There was one with Robert Williams as well. And the Elf with what's it called with
oh Elf, face? Yeah, with Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell, yeah.
Yeah.
Elf is always a good one. Elf is a good one.
Didn't Jim Carrey do one too? Jim Carrey, didn't he do the one too as well? The Grinch. He did the Grinch as well.
Jim Carrey was a Grinch. Yeah.
Yeah, the Grinch was good too. Yeah, that was very funny. All right, so we're going to wrap this episode up with our funny MSG session. What do you have for us today, Robert?
Oh, funnest MSG session. Okay, let me show you this picture that I found. It is pretty hilarious to me. So it's a picture of a guy. He wrapped some presents. The title is, "My wife accidentally called wrapper paper in the car the other day,
and I
understood the assignment." So every single one of these gifts has a picture of a rapper on it, like Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Tupac, and then he wrote like little like
so
to
good.
Laura, like Eminem with it says to Laura, run around the outside.
That is so good, though.
It's just so funny. Like all these have like
rapper paper on it. That is hilarious.
Perfect. This is exactly what needs to happen.
Oh my god, that is funny as hell. So mine is kind of this is a random Christmas card for somebody. But apparently, this is funny though. And
Christmas card.
Yeah. So the title says, "Further evidence of that my wife's boss has a sense of humor. This is her Christmas card. Dear Mary, just admit you slept with somebody else. This is getting out of hand. Sincerely, Joseph."
Wait, Mary, what is going on here? So, it's his wife's boss sending this to her.
Yeah,
just admit you slept with someone else. This is getting out of hand.
Get it? Dear Mary, just admit you slept with somebody else. This is out of hand. Sincerely, Joseph. Get it?
Oh my god. This is ridiculous.
Wait, do you get it though?
I don't get it.
Mary and Joseph.
Oh, Mary Magdalene. Mary yeah. Jesus's mom. That's
yeah,
right.
And Joseph.
This
you
is
know?
Mary and Joseph. I totally get it now. Man, I'm slow today. It took me a while.
That is hilarious. Totally
I was like,
random.
Who's Mary and who's Joseph? It totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, man, you are blasphemous. You are blasphemous.
I know, right? That's very funny. All right, jumping up to our free venting rant session. What do you have for us, Robert?
What are you my rant is that I don't like Secret Santa. I feel like Secret Santa is like the worst of all of the Christmas gift givings.
Explain to people what Secret Santa is.
Secret Santa is everybody puts their name in a hat and then like you get a secret person to buy a gift for them, right? And then on whatever day you have your party, all the gifts are wrapped, and then you like there's like some like dollar limit for like the gift, and then you have to go and like you have like the person opens the gift and has to guess who picked the gift for you.
That
I feel
stupid.
Like it's such a dumb. Yeah, it's so dumb. I don't know.
I like White Elephant better. White Elephant is so much more fun. Because...
Oh, I love White Elephant. Yeah, like stealing. Like White Elephant, if
okay,
you don't
what
know
are your
what
rule?
White
okay,
Elephant.
Yeah, go ahead. Explain what the elephant and then your rule that you use, because I feel like people use different rules.
Yeah, so White Elephant, depending on how many people there are, right? It's like the White Elephant, everyone brings in a gift that's worth X amount of money. We all put it in a, under the tree or wherever, and then everybody picks a number from a hat, right? And so it goes through, and in order from like one to whatever number, you go and either you pick up a gift and open it, and that's your gift, or if like you're the, if like say five people have gone before you opened up gifts, you can also steal one of the gifts that have already been opened. Yeah. And then if you steal their gift, that person gets to steal someone else's gift or open up, pick a new gift, right? And I feel like, and then depending on the rules, a lot of, like it depends on people, number of people there, then usually like the first person, the first couple people get to re-steal at the end.
That's only, so I usually have the first person steal at the end because they, because the first
they didn't have the choice. Yeah.
Didn't have the choice. Correct. Yeah.
But yeah.
And,
like,
And we made the rule where like you can only, if that gift is stole, has been stolen one time, cannot be stolen again or twice. Depends on how many, like, how many people you get, you know?
Usually we do three steals.
Like the gifts has been stolen three times already. How do you
can
keep
be, can
that?
Be stolen from someone, from different people three times. Once it's stolen three times, that's the end.
Like, yeah, correct. It's stuck. But how do you track it? That there's so many people that when they have three times. So that's what
no,
we do.
Like you, like everyone knows.
No, like we only do it once because when you have 25 people, the white elephant takes forever.
Yeah, no, like one time is such a low number. I wouldn't like that at all. Because it's like, it forces less stealing.
Yeah, but
it pushes for less stealing. Like you want more stealing. That's the whole point of the game. That's the fun part of the game is like, oh, you stole someone's gift, and then now they're like lost the gift that they really might have liked a lot. Yeah,
I think twice it would be a good compromise. Twice.
Yeah, it's either two or three. That's usually how it goes. And then,
I had to
with 25 people, I would usually do the first two or three people get to re-steal at the end.
Oh, no, we only always do one because it's not fair to the second person. I guess the second person doesn't, yeah. Second
like that, like the first much. Few people didn't get to see it. But if it's like 10 people, like maybe one person like is enough. Like who? No one's really watching. We do like our family. Our family, we usually do it on Thanksgiving. Like that type of game.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
was like it would be like 20 people, 30 people deep, and then we would play it. It'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, this year we had to speed it up because we're already late. We'll open the gifts at 10 o'clock during our potluck, so you're not the only one steal. Usually we have two steals. So.
Yeah, I think multiple steals is better. But yeah, that's a way more fun game. It's more interactive. Yeah. This one is literally you open it up. And then you have to guess who it is, and then you're like, "Oh, we guessed wrong. It's actually this person." But then you like know who that. The bad part about it is not that. Like that part is kind of lame. The bad part is the person who has to buy the gift. What if you got someone you have no idea who this
who
like, person is, right? Like what they like or anything. Yeah. Like they give you like a little thing about
or
who they are and what they like on there, but it's like not enough to like buy a gift.
Or allergic to like what if they're allergic to nuts and you buy something with nuts.
I think the ones that we've done, they have like things that you shouldn't buy, like things that are specifically not like allergies and stuff that go in there. But like even so, like I already have a hard time buying gifts for people, right? Like I don't know what to buy people. Then you give me someone random, I don't know anything. Like what am I supposed to buy for a random person? I hate that thing. And then you open up the gift, and then you have to tell who's the person that bought it for you. Then everybody knows, like, this guy gave a really shitty gift. Like that's really, like that is, I don't know. I feel like it's way less fun than the white elephants.
Well, one of the things that I really like white elephants because I make it very creative. It's like, hey guys, be creative, right? One of the years someone bought what's called a Squatty Potty as a gift. I was like, okay, this is pretty smart. It was so random. And in one of the years, someone bought a cheese puzzle board. So you had to do the puzzle in cheese and then eat the cheese.
Nice.
Yeah. So we got some pretty crazy gifts. And then someone one year had like a sweater. It says like, wear me all year. If you take me out, it's backlog. Something like random stuff is, you know, like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I remember like a few years ago, I bought like this Bluetooth microphone. for like karaoke microphone, like the Bluetooth karaoke microphones. I bought one of those, and like the next year, like three people bought one of those to like That's give. Fine. And I'm like, oh, I did this last year. Y'all just copying my gift now. But everybody, it's great when you buy a gift and everyone's trying to steal it because you know you got a good gift.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But at least it's not like this is.
I remember 1 year, four people got Google Homes as one of the gifts.
That's such a lazy gift.
I know.
Because you get those for free everywhere. Like, I have two of them sitting here.
Really? You get it for free? They should cost $25.
No, but, like, if you are involved with anything Google related, they'll give you these for free. They're just, like, just like toys they give out. Like, I'm on Google Fi. Last year, they gave me a Google Home. I think the year before, they gave me a Google Home, too. Like, it's like, they just, like, give these out because they're only like $30, right? So they just give them out to whoever.
Hey, I'll take one from you. Don't worry, you know.
Oh, you want one? I have literally my apartment is like three rooms, and I have 1, 2, 3, 4 set up. So
use all of them.
I mean, I want to be able to like ask Google for whatever at any time in my apartment, and then it'll tell me from somewhere. So. Nice. But yeah, I could also probably do that with one because it's such a small apartment. But you know, it's just
funny. All right. So my rant is that, shopping for appliances sucks. All right. Let me tell you, shopping for appliances is one of the worst things because there's such a backlog. So the used appliance price has jacked up so much more. I was like, I could buy this freaking brand new. I just got to find inventory somewhere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But shopping for appliances sucks.
Like right now.
Right now, yeah.
It's like buying cars right now.
I'm like, I literally spent hours. I probably spent like 10 hours this whole week.
What are you trying to buy?
Appliances for a flip for a house. Well, man, let me tell you, like, it sucks.
Why don't you just take the appliances from your house and put them in?
No, because they're not the right size. The appliances in my house are too small.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's one hack around. Is that you just use your own and then have it.
I know, right? No, but man, I'm like I spent like so much time, you know, going around to see the used ones. Like, guys, how are you fucking overselling this? Like, I bet this brand new same cost, you know?
Yeah, but if there's no inventory, then what are they gonna do?
I know, that's why like
that's why cars are also very expensive right now. It's because there's no inventory.
Yeah, used cars that jacked up. I can sell my Camry right now for $12,000. And it's not worth $12,000.
Right now it is.
Yeah, no. I should just sell it. I should just sell it, and then that way I can just take money and just hold on for like 5-6 more months to put in the catch up inventory. So
yeah, buy yourself a skateboard so you can get so you can actually get around, and then.
If I actually lived in LA this coming next year, I will sell my car because I don't need a car in LA. So.
You don't need a car in LA.
I wouldn't need a car in LA. I survived it with 3 years without a car in LA. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. LA is a very car heavy city.
All right. So, you know, we're going to conclude this episode, our Christmas festivities of what we approve, don't approve. If you have some crazy Christmas, you know, traditions, let us know. Leave a comment below. And meanwhile, please hit the like button, subscribe to our channel. If you're watching on YouTube, just smash the like button right there below, please. And leave us a review if you're listening to us in any other podcasts, such as Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. But other than that,
if you want to listen to any of our other episodes, they're all on our website, www.gfothoughts.com.
Yeah, and please stay tuned for
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Gluten-Free Organic Thoughts Podcast. If you are watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to subscribe to our channel, like this episode, and leave us a comment. And as always, you can find us on social media at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at GFOT Thoughts. Until next time, see you then.